What is up, crew? Welcome to the studio, episode number, I believe it is 131 on December 17th of 2020. And ironically enough, nobody here has a camera on, but we're going to talk about cameras tonight. We're going to talk about the cameras we use. We're going to talk about our primary cameras. We're going to talk about our mobile cameras, if you will. We're going to talk about special purpose cameras, our live stream cameras, anything and everything with cameras. Hopefully we can talk about. So welcome. If you're out there in replay, as folks are piling in here to the live stream, welcome to all you guys as well. Remember, if you've got those questions of the nerd persuasion about content creation, doesn't even have to be about cameras, can be about other things. Drop that in the comments below. Put that out there in the live chat right now. And we'll do our best to try and address all of that. As far as news on the channel, I did post to my community tab the other day. We'll have a video drop hopefully on Saturday. So make it through one more day tomorrow after this live stream. Hopefully I'll have a video drop, and then they'll start to roll out again on a regular basis. Christmas week, I guess, is next week. So, hey, by the way, Merry Christmas to everybody, or happy whatever the holiday you choose to celebrate. G-Webs out there says we will cover cameras tonight if there is time. So we're waiting for folks to get in here, of course. Anyway, hopefully had some issues. We'll talk about those mainly with in the executive chat Monday night with the Patreon folks. Can't really go into a lot of it publicly, but had some issues I had to deal with there on, and currently am dealing with there on YouTube. So, with all of that out of the way, let's jump in. Welcome the panel into the house, and then we'll get started talking nerdy about cameras here. That time of year, Christmas, maybe somebody has asked for a new camera for Christmas. If you have, mention that out there in the live chat or in the comments below, what you've asked for, what camera that you think you're getting. Might be a great suggestion for somebody else. Anyway, getting to the panel, we've got Ghost in the house. What's happening, bro?
Oh, I've just been watching a little Tech Daddy live Call of Duty, just trying to learn how to be an operator, you know? Just figure that might be a good way to learn how to be an operator is watching him play Call of Duty.
Yeah, or that recent video drop where, you know, nobody is doing anything. We're all Patreon shills and everything else. Even though I can't think of another firearm content creator that does a nerd chat and puts as much time in as me to try to actually help other creators. Yes, I'm using the Tack Daddy method of stroking my ego when I say that. So it's a little self-deprecating as well as being.
Yeah, but you didn't name drop enough. You didn't name drop.
Oh,
enough.
I'm sorry. I utilize my firearm platform to help other creators out, such as Nighthawk Medic, the Rogue Banshee, Ghost Tactical, 45 ACP, the Gun Snob, C4 Defense, G23, gun websites. And I do that by my vast amount of industry connections within tech. Such as you've got connections. I've got several connections in YouTube and several connections in Facebook, and can't mention those, private information only purposes, but you get where I'm going with that. Just trust me. I know what I'm talking about. So anyway, with that, yes, that was all sarcasm, folks. It's funny when people alienate themselves from a community and then start talking trash about the community, especially when we've got a show like this going on that is actually attempting to bring people together and attempting to spread some knowledge and sharing that wealth of knowledge with what we're doing and everything else. And I would advise the Tack Daddy, he's never going to watch this, hear this, see this, but I would advise the Tack Daddy, which he does have my number and I have his, He's invited on any time to drop some of that sweet creator knowledge upon us and share in his vast experiences if he so sees fit to devote that kind of time week in and week out. With that said, let's move on to the Rogue Banshee. What's happening, bro?
Honestly, I just need another couple of seconds to shill out another 50 other vendors here. Nice. There we go. So now I'm a total shill. I just shilled out for 50 vendors here. So that way I can be truthful to Tack Daddy.
Well, you forward them all to me next, right? Because, I mean.
I did, man. I gave you the crib notes for so that way you didn't have to do it all by yourself.
If you are an industry employee out there, just know it is I will shill for anyone at cloverpack.com. That is I will shill for anyone at cloverpack.com. Doesn't matter what it is. It can be toys. It can be makeup, hair products. I don't care. I'm not strictly firearm. I'm certainly not 2A enough, according to G-Webs out there. So it is what it is. If we got
a shield, sad thing is that's a valid email address.
It is only because I have a catch-all. And if you've been watching the Nerd Chats enough on these Thursday nights, you know that when you set up a website, you have a main email address. And then anything sent to any combination on that domain, if it's not specifically set up to a mailbox, will go to that catch-all. So technically, yes, I can actually receive email on that address, which is kind of funny. 45 ACP in the house with us. What's up, 45?
Not much. A little feisty tonight. You know, I guess I can't name drop. You know, I went to school with Pete Brunell. He was a great ahead of me.
But now that I went to school with Pete Brunell. That's impressive, dude. I bow down. I'm not worthy. I will bow down. Pete's a good dude. I think a lot of people would agree with that. But I got to ask you, do you keep in touch? You said you went to school with him. Have you talked to him after that?
No, I have not.
Okay. What kind of person was he back then? We're going to put you under the microscope just for a second, because that was an interesting name drop, bro.
He was a good guy. Typical small town, and his daddy had the money in town, but overall he was a pretty good guy.
Well, that's good to hear. It's really good to hear. That is very cool. So just having some fun. I know we're ripping around and whatever. Hey, if we can't have fun, then what is the freaking point? That's what I say. So let's jump into it, because got LW Road out there says Cameron topic sounds interesting. Looking forward to it. So that is what we're going to. Jeff out there is being silly. He's asking, did you go to school with Pete Buttigieg? No, Pete Brunell. So let's kick this off, and we're going to talk about our main camera setup. And what I mean by the main camera setup, and I got to thinking about it. I thought, you know, we're going to talk about cameras, and these guys on the panel are going to get on a roll, and they're going to talk about every single camera they own all at once. So I want to section this out, because if it don't, we're going to be done in 15 minutes here. Seems like. So let's talk about the main camera. So be thinking about what I want to know is the camera you use the most. What is it? And what about using that camera do you like the most? And then if there's any drawbacks to that, give us those as well. That's the 1-2-3 punch. We call that the ghost maneuver when we throw like multiple questions at our panelists at one time. So in the spirit of that, I'm going to throw this one to Ghost first, and I'm going to say main camera, you know, why, what do you like about it? What do you not like about it?
So I always throw multiple questions up because I'm not smart enough to remember them. So I have to throw them all at once or I'll forget. That's just the way it goes. So, so the main camera that I use, the vast majority of my stuff is my Samsung Galaxy S9 Plus. Love this thing. The drawbacks are if you have a wired microphone plugged into the port and you're shooting guns, a lot of times it will automatically silence that. So I'll try not to do that. I'll just let it run with a normal microphone, nothing plugged in. And the other downfall of it was, until recently, I had a thing with the autofocus was always kind of jumping in and out.
I'm glad you found that.
Yeah, until Rogue told me about a camera app called Film. Was it FilmPick? Mm-hmm. FilmPick, I think. And I've been using that. Filmic. And I've been using that now for a little bit. And you can, you know, take care of audio, lighting, all sorts of cool things. So now, my main camera is this Galaxy S9 Plus, and I love it.
Got poor conservative. Says he has a Kodak Instamatic 110. There you go, man. Whatever works for you, bro. Whatever works. Budget says Canon DSLR. Can't remember which one offhand. So, the DSLR stuff, certainly popular. Rogue, jump in here. Main camera, likes, dislikes, so forth, so on.
Used to shoot off of my Samsung S9. I just recently got a Samsung S10, so that's now my main camera. And like Ghost was saying, I use the Filmic app. I've used that since pretty much day one of my channel. And it fixes a lot of problems for me. You know, I don't have the focus going in and out, and you know, I can lock my white balance and things like that. So, you know, I just like that because it's in my pocket all day long. So my camera's with me, and I don't have to worry about going to the range and leaving my camera behind.
All right. Defense Dad out there says he's been using a Polaroid lately. Be interesting to know what, if that's a joke, like the Polaroid Instamatic, or if you actually are using a Polaroid, because Polaroid does make cameras. 45 ACP, jump in here. Main camera, likes, dislikes, all that.
My main camera is a Galaxy S10. I've really liked it. I've spent a lot of money on it. I like it because, you know, I have it with me all the time. It's my everyday carry. But, you know, I usually also take a, if I'm going out to the range or something, you know, the camera and a nice tripod. Been working well for me. A lapel mic works. It doesn't if you're out shooting, like Ghost Tacticals could. So I do all those off the mic on the camera. I'm looking for a solution to that, but I work around it.
All right. Now, going to just kicking back, and I'm glad you brought up some accessories, because I do want to jump onto that, you know, the accessories we use for our main camera. But speaking to the issue of the microphone, loud noise, the muzzle report, if you will, muzzle blast, the software that you guys are willing Ghost using, I mean Ghost and Rogue, does the microphone still mess up even using that software?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, so what I do is I use an old S5. I've got like several of them, but an old S5 that it's basically that I plug in my lapel mic to, and it's only an audio recorder, digital audio recorder. Right. And so then what I'll do is I'll have the shots on my phone, and then I'll sync it by audio. But if I want those shots to be heard, I'll just use the original audio instead of the lapel microphone. Be talking. I'll use that for talking, and the action shots, I'll use the actual, you know, original raw footage for the gun sounds. Mm-hmm.
Now, Budget says camera number two is a Canon Vixia 800 camcorder. So put a pin in that. Definitely want to come back to that when we get into backup cameras. Defense Dad says he uses Google Pixel 3XL with an app called Open Camera. So another phone user out there. I too, we're going to go a couple different directions with this, but I too use Galaxy S10 Plus. I heard that the S20, I was kind of looking forward to that. I thought, man, I might upgrade. And then I heard tell that they stopped the additional memory card. And so the S10 Plus is the newest you can get, apparently, with a card in it. And I'm like, well, maybe if it comes time to upgrade, maybe I just get another S10 Plus, because I've been super happy with the one I got. Gear Report out there says cameras are like guns, different features and uses. Absolutely. Sister Steals that he uses the Canon D5600, which I believe is a DSLR. But yeah, I use my phone. Drawbacks that everybody here pretty much have echoed, because it's the Samsung Galaxy, so it's going to have pretty much the same drawbacks. I would add the drawback that it's my primary cell phone. So while it's good because it's handy and I don't have to lug extra things around, I've got that with me regardless. there's certain situations, like if you're filming something that's, you know, and moving around, are you more apt to drop it, or somebody kicked the tripod over, or, you know, something like that. And that's your primary phone. So, you know, you've got issues like that. You've got things where you forget to put it in airplane mode, or you forget to put it on do not disturb or something like that. And while you're filming, somebody calls you or texts you, and, you know, because it vibrates and it's in the tripod or something like that, it makes a sound that records and picks up, or, you know, something weird like that. We've all seen videos, and particularly live streams, where somebody's cell phone or something's kind of going off and doing weird dinging sounds in the background. It happens. But I think that there's a lot of talk. You get out on one of these tech channels, man, and they talk about the DSLRs, and they talk about some of these one-shot cameras. And, you know, I find it hard to believe that the vast majority of creators for the primaries are not using their cell phones, because the cameras are certainly good enough. Before we move on, I want to talk about a couple of things dealing with these primary cameras, particularly cell phones, as we've mentioned, and that's the accessories we use. But before we get into that, I want to go back to Ghost and Rogue here, and either one of you jump in with this, but you talk about that software and the focus. I don't have, and I've got the Galaxy S10, I think that's what, or I got the S10 Plus, I think that's what 45 ACP said, so they get his thoughts on this too. But I did have the autofocus jump in and out problem, but I have figured out now how to lock my focus in. I don't know if it was a software upgrade with the phone or what, but I don't have that problem. So first I'm going to ask 45 ACP, do you have an autofocus, or can you lock it?
45 ACP? I did have an autofocus, but I figured out how to move that focal point around to a stationary point, and I don't typically have that.
Talking about in the native software, right?
In the native software.
Right. Yes. Me too. And I don't know that it had that when I first got the phone. I don't know if it had it, and I was completely oblivious to it and overlooked it. I got it.
When I first got it, I didn't have a whole lot of that problem. And I think there was an update, and then I started seeing that problem, figured out how to move it. And I think maybe the current update, it's not as bad.
Right. So with Ghost and Rogue, did your native apps, do they not have that feature? Is that something that you've looked at or played with since you've got the software or whatever, the extra software?
You know, I've been running it for so long that I never even looked at the native apps. I know that Samsung had some problems with it, but I also heard that they were working on them. Mm-hmm. But the other advantage with the app is I get the remote capability with a tablet. So that I don't really care about the native app, because I can be in front of the camera and control it with my, you know, with a tablet.
Right. Ghost, jump in.
Yeah. It does now. It did not originally. So it might've been an update, but I do have the availability to lock. But the problem is if you're like, you're inside in front of a wall or something, it's fine. But even so it's not necessarily a lock, but if you're outside and you've got maybe a bird flies by or something, it won't go out of focus, but the lighting will like change weird sometimes.
Like the ISO or whatever, right?
Yeah. So it's like, that's the problem that I'm having.
Right. You see, with Filmic, you can lock your ISO.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you can lock the lighting. You can lock everything. So it's great.
I've never looked into the native app to even see with the ISO. But we're going to let's jump into accessories. There's some people out there talking about that. Defense Dad says that he's got the Saramonic USB Type C shotgun mic. Said he needs to test it out. Came in yesterday, so awesome. Congrats on that. I hope it works out for you. Budget says he wants a gimbal for his GoPro Hero 7 Black. So, yeah, several with accessories. Got Gear Report out there talking about audio for produced tripod videos. He says Tascam DR60 DMK2 4-channel portable recorder. Good Lord, I feel like Marvin the Martian or something, spouting all of that off. But, 45 ACP started us down this path of accessories with our main cameras. And they may be accessories you use with all your cameras, but now 45 base. You talked about the tripod. What other things are you using with that foam as your primary setup?
Yeah, usually just the tripod and a lapel mic. That's typically all I usually use.
Like a corded lapel mic?
Yes, a corded lapel mic. That's one of the reasons I got the S10 I did, because it still had a plug-in.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. Rogue, what about you?
I have a tripod, several tripods, and lapel mic, a corded lapel mic. Those are pretty much my go-to setups.
Mm-hmm. Ghost.
Several tripods. Usually I'll have at least two or three different angles, at least one other angle, but sometimes two or three extra angles. But for this main one, I mean, a tripod, yeah. And I've got, several of them. But then I use the lapel mic plugged into an old, like I said, Galaxy S5. And that's my digital audio recorder. And I have an LED light board, small one. It's probably about, 4 inches by 2 inches. I mean, it's nothing big, but it's enough if you're inside and, it's enough to get a pretty bright light on you. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much, for the main camera, that's pretty much all I use for accessories.
Right.
I do have some studio lighting that I use, basically an LED shop light. Some construction lights.
Yep.
For portability.
Those will work.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've got a bunch of studio lights for if I'm inside.
Defense Dad says he also has a Bluetooth activation button, because a lot of times he films by himself and he needs to start, stop it remotely. I just set up the shot, turn it on, and then go walk back in front of the shot. Typically is what I do. But TJ says he's got the Moto Z, the camera mod. As far as accessories, yes, tripods, multiple types, from the large camera type tripods to even, smaller tabletop style tripods, great for getting an angle from the ground or something like that. And then with microphones, I've also got a gimbal. I don't use it nearly as much as I used to. When I was really big on the shows way back in the day when we could actually go to shows, I would use the gimbal. The gimbal typically mounted on a monopod, actually, and worked out really well. But most of the recent content you've seen that I've put out is done with a Rode Video Micro little shotgun mic. I forgot who it was that mentioned Saramonic, but I do have the Saramonic Blink 500 wireless lav set. It's got a lav attachment, but it doesn't have to be. You can actually clip the little transceiver or whatever it is, put that in your shirt pocket or something if you wanted to. I use the lav attachment. That way you can hide it a little better. And I've been playing with it the last several videos that I've done, just trying to get a feel, because the very first video I did, I don't know if I had the gain turned up too high or what was going on. I know I have a tendency, because I use the shotgun mic, I have a tendency to speak louder when I'm shooting a video. And I'm thinking what I did is I had that lob, I had the wireless setup on, and I had the gain up really high. And because I was talking at a louder volume, because I typically use that shotgun mic and it just picks up better that way, that it was just whatever, overdriving or out of whatever you want to call it, right? Because I'm not technical enough to give you the audio definition for that, but it was causing distortion because that microphone was too close, the gain was too high, and I was talking too loud. So I've kind of learned to dial it back just a little bit. And so that's an adjustment. So something that I think you have to keep in mind depending on what microphones you use. Lighting was great. I'm glad you guys brought up lighting. I don't do a lot in the studio, but yes, I've got some, whatever they are, $15-$17 from Walmart LED shop lights with butcher paper duct taped over them, literally, for diffusers. That's my lighting setup. That and a couple of the reflector style lights too. And yeah, with that, let's jump to so I guess we talked about most of our extras, right? So let's jump into specialty cameras a little bit. Whatever that looks like for you, whatever that might be, Ghost.
So yeah, I usually will use, like I said, I'll have two or three extra angles for most, you know, especially on the range, you know? So one of them is a Canon DSLR. And typically what I'll do is I'll put that behind me and up high, kind of going like a bird's eye view of me at the range or whatever. Then I'll have on either side, not usually on both sides, but on either side, left or right, I'll have another Galaxy S5 filming from like a side, kind of maybe almost a 45 degree angle. Sometimes I'll have another S5 kind of down low, like what you're talking about, kind of shooting up for that, you know, from the ground view up or something. And then I'll have a GoPro on a target, especially if it's steel. I have the little waterproof case, but GoPro down there by the target is a target cam. And then what I've just recently, in the last couple of months, I haven't had a whole lot of time to use it, but I've got a Picatinny rail mount for a GoPro. That you can put your GoPro mounted on an AR or something and kind of get that view, which is kind of cool, and all of that. So yeah, I used to use a Handycam, Sony Handycam, and I still use it every now and then, but it's so much easier just to pack two or three old cell phones, you know, those S5 still video in 1080p. Yep. So I'll use that in the DSLR and the GoPros usually, you know, and yeah, that's basically what I use.
Right. Rogue, what about you? Specialty camera setup?
I don't have any specialty cameras. I run my S10, my S9. The original camera that I started the channel was an iPhone 5S. Mm-hmm. I usually put that downrange for a target camera. And then I have an iPad and a Android tablet if I need even more. So I just kind of stay with the mobile platform, and you know, the Android tablet's with me anyway to start if I'm doing the remote for the phone. So if I need another camera, that's just right there for me.
Mm-hmm. Right. 45 ACP. What about you? Specialty cams.
I've got an old Motorola cell phone I use. I've got that Tessilong borescope. I've used that a few times in a couple different instances, trying to get some really close up stuff. And you know, I started out with like an Olympus point and shoot. I think that was up to 720p, but that kind of died shortly after I started the channel. And I've got a cheap GoPro type camera, but I have yet to use it.
So, Jeff out there with your report says people will forgive lots of video issues, but they will bail on a video quickly if the audio is bad, unless it's Paul Harrell. I don't know if anybody watched his most recent, I think 600,000 subscriber video or something, but about halfway through the wind started blowing and you couldn't even hear him. So maybe he gets some hate for that, but you can't tell it by his channel numbers. Just saying. Defense Dad out there says he also uses the Rilo 360 camera. But the files are really big on that, he says. Jeff at Gear Report says, basically, just like holsters, he's got a bunch of stuff, and he had high hopes, but it just sits in a box in the office. He tries to use less variety and keep it basic, and I think that's the name of the game, probably for most of us. G-Web's got a couple of great questions, and we're definitely going to get to those, because there's going to be a segment coming up that'll deal with that when we sort of get into traveling. As far as specialty cams with me, another shout out and thanks to the Patreon folks, because I needed to spend some money on gear this month. One of the things that I did purchase was some extra batteries for my Canon Vixia 700 camcorder and my Sony Handycam. I haven't used those in quite some time. The battery life had gotten horrible. That's the main reason. I mean, I couldn't leave them running for any more than about, I mean, that 15 minutes maybe record time. pretty horrible. So picked up some extra batteries for those. Hopefully can get those back in the mix. Also have a GoPro. Don't use it nearly as much anymore as I once did. Need to get that thing out probably and use it. Those do make great target cams. I will say that. It was just a fairly cheap. I think it's like I don't even remember. It doesn't even say Hero anywhere on it. It's like GoPro Plus or something like that. So I'm not even sure. Heck, for all I know, it's some kind of a knockoff GoPro, but has always worked great. And then from there, for me, it's cell phones. You know, I've got before I went to the Samsung Galaxy 10 that I've got now, I had the Galaxy 5, I believe it was, just simply because I wanted to get away and try something new from iPhone. So I've got three iPhone 5S's that I have since picked up because the 5S's do a great job in auxiliary roles, and you can pick them up pretty cheap. And so for portability, traveling reasons, as that's been mentioned, I use those. So a lot of great options. I mean, any of the cameras that I use, I could probably use, except for being able to hook in external microphones and things like that, right? Could probably use them for primary cameras, and nobody would really be the wiser or know what the heck was going on. Let's move into part of G-Web's questions here, at least one of them. And it was, if I can run up here and find it. He says, camera bags, traveling, and using cameras. So let's move from, we've talked about our primary, we've talked about, you know, the special purpose. So let's talk a little bit about the traveling setups and all of that stuff. Let's talk about the cameras. Let's talk about the accessories. Let's talk about the bags. You know, what does your bag dump look like, basically, when it comes to production gear when you're traveling? Rogue, we'll start you off on this one.
So obviously my cell phones, chargers, and auxiliary batteries, so I can charge phones if I need to, my gimbal and, microphones. That's pretty much everything that's in there. And then obviously a couple of tripods that'll come with me as well.
Now, do you, what type of bag? Do you have a separate bag for that, or does that pretty much go in the same bag you're going to carry anyway? How does that work?
I usually just dump out my range bag and fill it up.
There you go.
And so that way I'm walking around with a nice Sig Sauer bag if I'm going through an airport.
Right. There you go. Ghost, what's your travel on the Ghost setup look like?
Man, luckily I have a lot of problems, but range bags aren't one of them. I've got an enormous amount of bags. So, yeah, it's an old range bag. And I like range bags because they usually have a lot of different pockets and compartments. So I'll keep, you know, like I said, I have two or three extra S5s that I'll put in. And you put in a small pocket because they're thin. So you have those. I've got a pocket dedicated for cables. And I'll take two or three different port. I have a couple anchor chargers that I'll take and a couple black webs. So three or four portable chargers with me. The cool thing about is a lot of the range bags have like little, I don't know, tie kind of things that you can. I'll put a tripod on the side of that if I need to. Mm-hmm. My little LED light that'll, you know, this little pocket light, but it's about, like I said, it's about 4x2 inches. Lights up. I'll throw that in there. I'll bring all three of the lapel mics in case one goes bad. I'll always have a couple extra lapel mics. And then obviously if I have an interview or something, you'll have different mics and all that. Like I said, just the basic, you know, but it's a range bag. That's the great thing about a range bag is they usually have a lot of big pockets and stuff like that. I have a little cage that I carry with me for different cameras. You've seen it at SHOT Show. It's more of a stabilizer cage and all that, but I carry all that in the bag and it fits nicely. So it's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. 45 ACV, what about you?
Most of it goes into a nice large range bag that I've got. Yeah, I've got a couple lapel mics, my tripods. I've got a small tripod and a big tripod. I can bring either one of those. If I am going out of town, I typically will bring my laptop with me so I can do some editing or at least back up my files just in case. A couple extra cell phones. But usually I try to stay fairly light.
Right. Now we've got a couple things out here from Poor Conservative. And then want to hit on Gear Report, got a question, and then hit on that other topic from G-Web. We still got to move on. Want to talk about our, live streaming, let's say, setups and all here in a little bit. As far as me, I've got a TrueSpec bag. I've had it forever. That thing is a freaking tank. Tons of pockets. Matter of fact, funny story, might have told this before, but Ghost, I think, will remember this. I think it was NRA, and we got home from NRA, and I could not find my external drive for the life of me that had my NRA footage on it. And for months, I couldn't find it. And it had from secondary B-roll cameras, right? Because obviously the other stuff was on my main phone. And I couldn't find it. I didn't know where it was at. I had just flat freaking gave up. I thought I left it at the Airbnb in Indianapolis or something must have gone on. And I don't remember what it was. I think I was cleaning out my bag to go. I think we were going down to Charlie's to hang out that weekend or something. And I go through the routine I go through with every show in my bag is I completely take everything out of the bag and put stuff back in. And I'll talk about those contents here in a minute. And put everything back in. That way I'm not missing anything. I know everything's there. And in the process of doing that, there was a pocket that I had been through that bag 20 times, at least looking for the drive. I'd been through that bag, don't tell me how many hundreds of times before that, and had absolutely forgotten that pocket even existed on that bag. And that's where my drive was, safe and sound and right there. So 6 months after NRA, I've got B-roll from NRA. A lot of good that's going to do, right? As far as extras, I echo a lot of the things that these guys say. The phones make portability great, so I typically don't carry any other cameras. Pretty much everything that I carry for travel is USB rechargeable, so battery banks are a plus. I carry more than one, and I carry the bigger ones. I think I've got three of them. Another plus is the extra memory cards. Unless you're going to take a laptop. I prefer to carry extra memory cards as opposed to a laptop. I'll typically take an external drive, and then I can always borrow a laptop or, something like that if I need to. But typically, like I said, don't carry my laptop. Just mainly worry about having enough card storage, right, for all of that stuff. The other thing is when we're talking about power and charging, is having enough chargers and having enough cable and having extra, because I don't remember if it was the first SHOT Show we went to or what, but maybe in the second. But at some point, I lost the, I had an iPhone. Everybody else apparently did not have.
It was a Wanamaker.
An iPhone with a lightning cable. No, it was SHOT Show. I remember specifically it was SHOT Show because I had to borrow a lightning cable from a guy that was using a Mac, and he was a writer. And I forget the gentleman's name. My apologies if he's out there listening. But just to get my phone charged up. And then we had to walk across to Walmart later that night. I had to buy one. So having multiple cords for your stuff is a plus. Just in case you lose one, just in case one goes bad. And then another thing is a multi-charging brick or charging adapter. And I've got two. I think both of them, I think one's a Blackweb and one's an Anker, my two favorite brands when it comes to mobile device stuff. And they're both 8-port chargers. So you can charge 8 devices at one time. So, if it's been a really busy day covering media doing stuff, throw that stuff on the table or the nightstand or the countertop or the bar or whatever, depending on where you're staying, plug that dude in and I can charge every single thing I've got overnight, no problems, all of that kind of stuff. So jumping into a couple of these questions, then we'll move on to our live streaming gear, I suppose. Defense Dad out there says Tackle Box works well for a camera and all the little electronic stuff that he uses at the range and at home. Yeah, I mean, that would work for potentially back and forth in the range and stuff like that, no doubt. I don't think that would be very conducive for travel, but you wouldn't want to be carrying a tackle box around SHOT Show, let's say. But G-Web says, pro tip, he says he has his staff pack his bags. That way, if anything is missing, he could just blame them. So, valid point there. We've got Jeff up here that was asking about a camera and said that he was looking for an action cam. He said, I need a small, light action cam, waterproof, image stabilization, good audio, and waterproof. Not waterproof when it's in a case. So any of you three on the panel, I have no suggestions. I've got the one little GoPro I've got. That's it. I haven't even looked into other stuff. So you guys jump in if you have a suggestion for Jeff out there on that.
Yeah, I've got one. It's a Chinese GoPro. I really think it's an actual GoPro. I really do. It's identical. The colors are the same. It might be one of those things that GoPro, it might not have passed 100-point, quality check for GoPro. They call it a blemish or whatever, and they just stab it back. I want to say it's like Akasa, A-K-S-A-N or something like that. Might be wrong spelling, but it's A-K something, A-K, and it's like I think they sell for like $40 or something like that, $40-$50 or something like that. And it's a 4K action camera, and it comes with a ton of different mount options. It comes with a waterproof case. It comes with everything. But the reviews on it say that the 4K isn't the greatest, but if you film in 1080, it's perfect. And I have not filmed with it yet on 4K, but I do a lot with it with 1080, and it has been a perfectly great action cam. So check that one out.
Awesome. Now, Jeff out there with Gear Report says, been thrilled since he moved to the hard Nanook 935 rolling case for his stuff. Says he has to reconfigure for every trip because everything won't fit. So, I think you definitely need to, I try to go as simplistic as possible without taking any chances. So I try to reconfigure as well for every trip. Just think that's a smart move. Now
for SHOT Show, everyone likes to use the cart. So anytime you go to SHOT Show, if you're new to SHOT Show, make sure you grab one of the carts because mm-hmm. everyone loves those.
Yeah. Even a wagon, take a red wagon works great.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Now the poor conservative out there, let's hit on this before we move on. G-Web's got a kind of an unrelated question. It's related to the topic, but a little bit off topic, but we'll get to that one as kind of a palate cleanser, and then we'll move into our final topic. But the poor conservative says Adorama tripods, which I've never heard of, but again, I'm not a techno geek in the sense of gear, at least haven't been in the last 3 or 4 years. But he says Adorama tripods are great for a decent price. Myself, as far as tripods, and we'll run this through the room, from a little portable tripods, mine are the Joby Gorilla Pods. Really love those. And for full-size tripods, I'm a fan of Targus. Targus has just made photo equipment. You can get them pretty much anywhere, and they're seemingly decent quality. I've got some that literally stay out on the range 24/7, 365, and they still work. Now don't get me wrong. They don't turn smooth when you try to film while you're turning them, the head on them or whatever and things like that. But for still shots, I mean, you can adjust them, set them up and they all work. They still work great. And like I said, I've got two that's been out there forever and are that way. So those I think for the money, great price. As far as your tripods, 45 ACP, any particular brand or thing you look for when you're getting into a tripod?
Just looking for a decent quality one. I've got several different brands. About three of them are cheapies. Good quality. Some of the smaller ones, you can't get quite as good quality with those, but, they're just kind of for, do something on the side or on a table, and they work in a pinch.
Well, I was asked one time, and we'll jump to Ghost on this in a second, but I was asked one time to come and film it was a political meeting. I forgot it was like Grassroots We the People or something. And And they thought I was a different kind of media, I guess. But somebody reached out to me and said, hey, do you want to come live stream this for us or whatever? We'll feed you lunch, blah, blah, blah. And I went and did it. And I had forgot. Since then, I bought extras. But the little adapter that you put on your camera or on your mic or on whatever to then put it on the tripod, for whatever reason, that didn't make it in the bag. Now, that's a standard size for a lot of different tripods. And so I figured that out, and all of mine interchange. And since then, I've gotten on, I don't remember if it was Amazon or eBay, bought extra. So I don't have a problem with that now. But I had to borrow a guy's tripod. There was a guy there that was doing some photography stuff, and he had actually had an extra tripod. And oh my God, I don't remember the brand, but this thing was sweet. And it was a very high dollar tripod. I don't remember what he said that thing cost, but like $200 or $300 or something, right? Which is probably not the most expensive tripod you can get. But one thing I did notice about that tripod, it's heavy. So as far as having to haul that thing around to show, or back and forth out on a range or something like that, if it wasn't a stationary thing where you take it someplace, set it up, and it pretty much stays there, that sucker would be a pain in the neck for sure. So, and I've got to think that probably most of the more expensive tripods are going to be that way. Just want to throw that in there. As far as tripod brands and stuff like that, Ghost.
Yeah, I've got, I think, 3 Targuses, and I really do like them. They're great for the price. I've got a couple, just the Walmart brands, but not like the cheap one, like the upgraded one, like $30, $40 instead of the $20 one. Matter of fact, I think you still have one of mine from Shot. I hope, maybe not. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those, I have one that I typically use at the range for my main, whatever my main camera is, or whatever, if I have something high. And I don't know the brand. I apologize. But it was like an $80 tripod. It's kind of like a photographer's tripod, like that guy had. It's really heavy. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to be out on the range and it could be windy, that is a great thing, so it's not going to get blown over like some of the other ones will. So, but yeah, Targus is great and all that. Those are, for the money, they're probably the best ones out there.
That's a great point, and I'll tell you something that I do with the Windy, even on the light tripods. Almost all tripods are going to have a little hook on the center of them, on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for a weight or to tie down or to anchor. That's what that's there for. I'll tell you one thing that I do is I'll keep a bag. I've got and guys that have been to trade shows, you know what I'm talking about, but one of those, I don't even know what, some type of cloth or it's cheap cloth or whatever, right? Bag, but it folds up into next to nothing, right?
It's all kind of like a Crown Royal bag, almost something like that.
It's more like one of these cheap, let's all be green shopping bags that you pay 99 cents
for
and reuse or something, right? It's the ones that are on the racks at SHOT Show and NRA and that sort of things that people get. But I keep one of those folded up. And what I'll do, like I said, I have 3 of these larger battery power banks. And what I'll do is I'll take that if it's very windy, and I'll throw those power banks in there because that's some weight, right? And then I'll hang it on that hook, and it's got some weight kind of weighing it down. So a little bit of a hack for that, I suppose. Rogue, coming to you, tripods, any particular flavor or taste with that?
I have the obligatory Jobys. I have a couple of those. I'm looking for new tripods now. I've been running the Amazon Basics, which I've broken so many of those things. They're pretty cheap. They're not bad for in the studio, but when you get in the range, they take a little bit of a beating. And then for weights, you know, I'm just looking around the studio here. I got Crown Royal bags hanging all over the place with 9mm brass in it for weight. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when I go out to the range, I'll take a bunch of bags with me, and I'll fill them with what, you know, our range has got gravel and stuff. I'll just fill them with whatever's there, and I can use that for weight.
That's a good point. If you've got stuff available there on your range, didn't think about that. Heck, even a couple scoops of lead from the backstop would
be
more. A steel target, if it's got a hole up top or something, could be fit on that hook or something.
Yeah.
You know what? You said that, and I've never once considered that on mine. Here I am breaking out a bag and weighing stuff down, and all I had to do, fantastic idea I've never thought about, is hang a frick. I got steel targets all out on the range. Just hang a frickin' steel target on that thing. Never once considered it. So that's why we have these chats. poor conservative out there, says NC Star Vism 20-inch range bag with cutouts for the cameras, tripods, and accessories. That's interesting. Snob out there says you can get the Hero 7 Black for around $150. That sounds like a pretty good deal. If you're into, if you've got to be a snob about it anyway and have the actual GoPro, doesn't seem like a bad deal at all. So let's jump into G-Webs up here because he had a good question. And I'm going to try to find it. If I can't, I'll just, here it is. He says, what do you guys do with your old cameras? That he has pretty much every camera he's ever had, minus the ones that were shot. And he's thinking of eBaying them off already. So as far as me, the stuff I have that's not usable is not going to bring anything on eBay. So I have given them since to my grandbabies to run around and play with, and they absolutely love it because they can take pictures and see themselves on a screen and weird things like that, right? So that's kind of what I did with mine. Anything I've still got that is, you know, usable that'll shoot 1080p, I'm still using it in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Prime example is these camcorders. I could have got rid of them. I don't know how many times. It's been at least a year since I've used either one of them. But got to thinking about it and thought, man, I need to get those back in service. The quality of the video they take is plenty good enough. And all I really need is some batteries. So, yeah, it doesn't hurt, in my opinion, to have backups for your backups, especially if you run that potential of doing multi-shot cameras. G-Web says, get one of them dudes at Home Depot for $5 an hour to hold your camera. Yeah, get you a cheap, home improvement store, street corner worker. I don't even know what you call those guys, but could make a good cameraman for you for sure. So on get rid of old equipment, Ghost, come to you first on that one. Do you have old equipment? What have you done with it?
Everything that I started, it's only been 3.5 years. So basically everything that I had when I first started, I've accumulated obviously a lot more since then. But I still utilize all of them. They still all shoot 1080p. So I haven't had anything like just crap out. So I still have access to everything that, started 3.5 years ago. So, yeah, I still have it. I don't use it all the time, but I still have it. They still all work. So that helps.
Right. Dad got a great question out there. We will definitely get to that here in a second. Thanks for bringing that one up. 45 ACP. What about you and old equipment? Have you done anything with it? Throw it out, keep it around?
Nah, it just collects dust for the most part. The only ones I've thrown out are the stuff that doesn't work. I've got an old camcorder the Sony Beta 8 or something like that? Right. And I've got a handy cam, but it's only 480p. So, just sit and collect dust. And if I ever have grandkids, maybe they'll have fun with them.
Right. Or, and I lied earlier because it just crossed my mind when you talked about the beta cam or something. I have thrown a couple of old cameras in some family garage sales before and got, a couple bucks, $5, something, for them. Rogue, what about you and your old cameras or your old equipment?
I still have it all. The only thing I don't use, it's collecting dust, is my old digital camera for doing stills. Mm-hmm. I do all my stills off of my phone because it's just got a better resolution. But other than that, I got everything else still being used. The cell phones, with the exception of the iPhone, I started shooting in 4K. Even though I don't publish in 4K, I started shooting in 4K. The iPhone's 1080. But usually the iPhone is going to be picture in picture. So I really don't care at that point.
Right. Now, Defense Dad out there, let's hit on this and then we'll move to our live setups, talk about that a little bit. There's actually a change I'm looking to make in the next cup, hopefully for the end of the year, spend some more of that sweet Patreon money. To finish that out there, he says, any recommendations for overhead table mount tripods or benchtop reviews? So I'm going to fill this one first because then I'll forget about two options that I've used. The first option that I used was I went to the hardware store. I love building stuff out of PVC. I don't know why, but it's like PVC to me is like Legos, all the fittings and all the things. And so anyway, I literally built the rig out of PVC. It was sort of a double H frame. Hit me up through email, something like that. I'll try to find some pictures and get you some pictures of it. Depends on that if you want. But couldn't be no more than $20 probably of hardware, you know, hardware store stuff. And that's what I used at first. But it's not really conducive to moving around because it was like 4 foot long and probably 2 foot wide. And it's a frame. So, I mean, it's not like it's solid. It covers that much of a bench. So if you had a rifle down, right, or something like that. But moving it around and stuff like that just wasn't very good. And then my wife had, I don't know if she bought it or if I bought it for her, I can't remember, but a green screen setup. And this green screen, if I can speak tonight, setup came with two basically tripod legs that created that had a crossbar that attached to them, and the green screen hung on it, right? And so she got to where she wasn't using the green screen, and I thought about it one day, and it's an arm, right? So it's a tripod. Imagine a tripod with a horizontal arm that comes off of it, and that's literally what it was. And I already had a bicycle mount or it's a tripod adapter. In other words, you can hook your camera to it, and then you can clamp it to something round. Right? Something cylindrical, a pipe or I think it's made for like GoPros or cameras and using them for a bicycle, right? Handlebars or something like that. But it opens plenty wide enough and they're not that expensive. And so I use it on that crossbar for that. So, I mean, you could look for a green screen kit or some type of green screen stand or something like that. You'd essentially have two. So if you had somebody, especially close by, you could split that with. Because I'm only using half of it. I'm only using one of the legs and one side of the crossbar. And that works really great because I don't have that big frame apparatus and I can still swivel that arm around to get whatever type of shot I'm looking for. And with both of those units, unlike a tripod, with both of those units, I'm able to get a view straight down on the bench, which I really like. My older videos, if you go way back, my benchtop stuff, you could tell it was with a tripod because it was at an angle from the opposite side of the bench where I was at. I had the camera on the tripod and tilted at an angle, and just directly overhead, just to me, just looks a lot better. Personal opinion, but it does. So there's the two things that, the thing that I used to use and then the thing that I use, or things I guess I used to use and the, device I use now. We'll take this one to 45 ACP. Overhead rigs, any suggestion on what you can do with that?
I really don't. I use my tripod and get it up as tall as I can. Mm-hmm. And just kind of do a shot over the shoulder type of a shot.
Right. Rogue, you do a lot of tabletop.
I do. So I'm still running the exact same setup that I started the channel with. I have a tripod mic stand, and that. And I just cantilever over the bench with that. So if I, you know, when I'm hammering on something, it doesn't shake the camera. Right. So it's a
boom mic stand. So
it's like a boom mic stand. Stand. I've got a video, like a digital recorder adapter on the end of it that I screw I'm looking at my Amazon orders to give all the stuff, a universal cell phone tripod mount that screws to that I can, and wow, that's how I get my cell phone out to it. So I'm looking at that. It was 8, 10, 30, 40, it was about $50 I spent on my setup. Wow.
that's I think that's a much better way to go than the setup I'm talking about. I think it would probably be cheaper.
The only thing is when you get that arm out there, you got to make sure you have some counterweight on the backside of the boom.
Right.
So I got a couple of bags with some brass hanging off the backside of that when I'm really extending out.
Right. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Ghost.
I don't do tabletops usually. Matter of fact, I don't know if I've ever maybe one.
You've done some stuff looking down on the table. How do you?
Now that being said, well, okay, yeah. That's just with. It's not what I would consider a tabletop, but yeah. It's not hanging from the roof or anything. It's literally a tripod that it's extended up as high as it can go and then pointed down. So it's not anything that's special. It's just a normal tripod that I just stick up on a table or something or off the side or whatever. Luckily, being short, it doesn't have to go very high to be bird's eye view. But no, it's just a regular old tripod that I'll extend up and then just kind of angle down. But, you know, I don't have a rig. I don't do a whole lot of tabletop stuff. So I don't have a rig for a bird's eye view because I don't use it very often.
Right. So yeah, with that, great questions out there, everybody. So thanks for those. Remember, if you're in replay, comments below and hit us up and we'll try to get you some answers. Let's finish up the last segment here. We're going to talk about, which is our live stream setups. So bad example tonight, except for the microphones, which is really not cameras, but we can mention microphones or other equipment as far as live stream goes with this. We'll kick it off. We'll kick that one off, this one off with Ghost. As far as your live stream setup, what's that look like?
Oh man, it is, hold on, let me go into my office real quick because I don't remember the name of the it's right here. It is a Logitech. Well, I didn't even say what model number it is. I have no. It's a 1080p Logitech webcam that kind of just, it has one of those little fold out things that kind of clips on. I use a, you know, on top of your monitor or whatever. Nothing special, but it's 1080p Logitech. And I think it costs like 30, 40 bucks at Walmart.
And you run headset mostly?
I run a Skullcandy headset. I've got two or three. I've got two or three of the Blue Yetis. Love them. And I do a lot of my, like, what do you call them, produced videos. When I'm doing overdubbing audio, I use that Blue Yeti. But for the live stream, I like this. I have a Skullcandy headset that it's really comfortable. I don't have to worry about it. I can sit back, I can turn my head, whatever, and I don't have to worry about the mic not picking it up as well as it's right there.
Right.
And then I use, I've got a couple, I don't know what they call them, construction clamp lights basically with, I think it's called daytime or bright light. It's not the yellow, it's a bright white. I think it's called daytime. LED light bulbs in it, and it's just really clear. But I use about three of those, one on my face, then two from the sides looking on the backdrop behind me. But that's about it. It's nothing real fancy.
Right.
Parchment paper is a filter, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Parchment paper, butcher paper, wax paper, anything like that. 45 ACP, what about you on your live streaming setup?
I don't live stream on my channel, but when I'm doing stuff like this, I'm usually on my desktop. Mm-hmm. I've got a Blue Snowball microphone and a set of headphones.
Right. Awesome. That's Blue Snowball is, and Blue Snowball is same company. That's Blue. Same company as Yeti. Yes.
Yeah. The Yeti and the Snowball are just different. The Snowball is kind of the round one. The Yeti is kind of like the normal looking mic, but yeah, they're just different models, but Blue's the company.
Right.
Yeah. No, this is Blue.
Yep. Rogue, what about you?
So for my cameras, a Logitech C920. That's like their $90 one. But that's, since I work from home, my day job gives me that camera, so I get a really nice camera for that. Microphone, I'm running my lav mic right now. And if my camera's off, I'm running they're Bluetooth earmuffs that I've been testing for
Caldwell. But if I'm on camera, I'll run my Galaxy Buds, my Galaxy earbuds from Samsung. If I'm on camera, so you don't really see the big obnoxious headset.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we're obnoxious because we have a headset now.
That's right.
Lord. I right now, and I'll go into a couple of different things. I love having a an additional monitor. And thankfully, I'll be able to, hopefully this weekend, get my monitor back up and going. Because since I got this new laptop, it does not have a VGA out. So live streaming setup, that helps because it gives you more screen area to be able to see chats and do other things. Obnoxious, yes, we said your name three times, apparently. He is out there in the chat. But as far as a camera, Logitech is the king. I don't think anybody really disputes that when it comes to webcams. The most prevalent and all of that good stuff. Something that I've done, my camera took a crap on me months and months and months and months ago. And then the cough hit. And with everybody working at home, you could not find a webcam nowhere. I don't know if you can now. I haven't looked in months, but you couldn't. And the ones you could find on eBay or something, a $60 webcam was $300. And I was like, that ain't happening. So I found an app. Email me, get with me in the comments, something like that, if you want to know what this is. But having all the cell phones, right, I devised me again a little rig built out of PVC that I could mount my cell phone to behind, you know, directly behind the screen of my laptop here. And it's an iPhone 5S, I think. But this app will work with pretty much any cell phone. And what it does is you basically kick that app on, and that app transmits wirelessly to your computer, connects through StreamYard, connects through anything else, works kind of like a virtual cam type setup, and you use your cell phone, an old cell phone, as your webcam. And interestingly enough, I think the picture that I get from the iPhone is better than that Logitech camera was. So I'm using the old phone versus a current production webcam, and go figure, right? Getting into audio, the headset that I'm using now, which I've had some complaints here and there with folks saying that weird things have happened with it. I'm thinking it's probably in the cord because it is a corded set. I refuse to do wireless because jumping in and out of chats and all that kind of stuff, what if I forget to charge them or something like that, right? So I like the corded aspect. This one is USB. It's a Sennheiser. Really big fan of Sennheiser stuff, and there's very few models of Sennheiser stuff I can afford, let's be honest with it, right? But I'm looking at upgrading to a newer model Sennheiser headset. That's probably something I'm going to do before the end of the year. I'm going to pull the trigger, no pun intended, on that. This is the Sennheiser P8L, and it's really more like a person would use in a cubicle in a call center type headset almost. And I'm going to upgrade to the, cause like I said, been a fan of the audio quality on this one for sure. I'm going to upgrade to the noise reduction because I got air conditioners going, heaters and other things. And you guys just don't hear that in the chat. Going to upgrade to the, I think it's a 350 GSP from Sennheiser. It's what I'm going to upgrade to with that. So, kind of my live setup and everything here. G-Webs is saying, is there such a thing as a FUD camera? I'm sure there probably is. Probably that Polaroid Instamatic or whatever.
Or game cam.
Right. Poor conservative out there says, man, Frodo makes good tripods. I'm believing the one I seen that the dude said was $200 or $300 or something was Manfrotto. That sounds very, very sounds familiar. So maybe it was something. Manfrotto just sounds fancy. So it was definitely a fancy schmancy name like that. With that, I think we're done for the evening. I think we've covered anything and everything just about that we can as far as suggestions on cameras and stuff like that. Again, reach out to anybody on the panel or potentially a number of folks that are out there in the live chat. If you're seeing the live channel replay or whatever the case may be, be happy to give you some suggestions, help you out, and all of that good stuff. Yeah, G-Web says flood cameras using a trail cam. Yeah, what is that like? Trail cams are like 2 frames a second or something like that, or 10 frames a minute. I don't even know. But yeah, that would make for some really good content to do it all on trail cam. Now, Jeff out there, he says, y'all aren't D-list at all. So I'm going to bring Ghost in on this before we get out of here. Ghost and I, since Ghost and I are both honorary ambassadors of the official D-list. I can remember having a conversation. Can you not, Ghost? Where Jeff was at one time ripping on us because we were using cell phones and how we would never
be a DSLR.
And he had a DSLR, and you, if you wanted to be taken seriously, you needed a DSLR and blah, 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 blah.
This was literally day one of year one that we went to SHOT Show. And we sat out there with him and TJ and Jose Juan and a couple others for, like, they literally kicked us out of the building. It was like an hour and a half after SHOT Show closed. And he literally just shamed us, saying we would never amount to anything using cell phones.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him use a DSLR since then, just saying.
I see very few people that don't use cell phones, just like we talked about at the top of the show tonight. Everybody here on the panel said cell phone. Most of them out there in the chat said cell phone. So, yeah, I don't know what they were where they were thinking, or did times just change that quickly? Maybe well, cell phones, that's what it was.
Yeah, cell phones can be very inconspicuous. You start taking a multi-thousand-dollar camera out, and people start hamming up to it and take notice, but if you're using your cell phone, you can get some more candid stuff going on.
You can, and if but if you've got it in an interesting rig, and in Jeff's credit, I think it was the second year that I went to SHOT Show. He didn't apologize, I don't think, for the camera shaming, but I think that, you know, having the gimbal and the cell phone on the gimbal with the monopod and that whole rig setup. I think he kind of liked that, and I'll be honest with you, he said, all jokes aside, Ruger's marketing VP told him that. Maybe that marketing VP also does a lot of work with magazines and old
print. And he might not be the marketing VP anymore, just saying.
Right. But I got all kinds of compliments and wows and how does this work and everything else with my phone and the gimbal setup and all of that stuff. So
And I don't want to bring these guys up, but I mean, we all did it the first year. We tried all the different rigs, but last year, like Obnoxious and Sarge, and I think especially Snob, he had like 17 different cameras on him. And I think after day one, he realized that's a lot of weight and a lot of stuff to be carrying. Mm-hmm. So if you can get away, especially going to an industry show like that, the lightest thing you can possibly have is a cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
That's
so
the way it's going to make your. Yeah. And with these different apps that you can do, I mean, the native apps are good now for cameras, but like different apps you can get, you can do anything with your cell phone camera that any DSLR can do, you know?
Just about. Yeah. Now, go ahead.
There's even adapters you can put on to your cell phone to use DSLR lenses.
Yeah, absolutely. G-Web said the world moves on. He says, as the cameras became more capable, tools change, perceptions change. Yeah, as media changes, as many other things happen and the world turns. Yeah, no doubt. There was something that I wanted to mention. Oh, when you was talking about Sarge and Snob and Obnoxious and those guys and the crazy insane, in a good way, rigs that those guys come up with.
Well, they were a genius. They really were.
They're impressive. They're just as impressive as any DSLR on a tripod. I mean, come on. Those guys have mixers and multiple microphones and just all kinds of wild, crazy stuff. And while we're on it, I mentioned that Sarmonic Blink 500. All three of those guys, instrumental in the feedback for the purchase I made on the Sarmonic Blink 500 or 500 Blink, whatever you call it, wireless set that I'm finally starting to utilize on the channel now, and really enjoying it. So thank you to all three of those guys. I think probably, I probably bugged, probably snob about it more than anything, anybody, but I know all three of them. I definitely bent their ear more than one time on that. So, and that's what it's all about, is talking with each other like we did tonight, figuring out, you know, what other people are using. Will that work for me? Want to give it a try? And the beauty is we all create content. And so that was part of the thing with Snob out there says, yeah, the Sarmonic was his best investment ever. That's one of the things when I was considering the Sarmonic. Good Lord, look at all the videos from Obnoxious and Snob and Sarge that I could go look where they were using it. And so I had instant realistic feedback of, you know, if I get it, this is exactly what it's going to sound like. And so as we're able to communicate and share ideas and stuff like that, yeah, it's really easy to go, hey, go check out this video. I shot it with that camera, or check out this particular angle on this video that was done with this camera, right? And you can see there firsthand exactly what it's going to do, because a lot of it's something that you don't get. Yeah, we can go into YouTube and type in and search for a camera review or something like that. And what are you going to get? You're going to get somebody that takes it out of a box, somebody that films something going on in their backyard, you know, and then talks about the specs on it, right? Or something like that. You're not actually seeing somebody who's legitimately using it day in and day out to create content. So, be helpful. Use others, right, as a source of information and to help you out, and then pass that on to others and offer to help them as well. I think that's what it's all about. Did you want to come in with something, Ghost?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say, and if you have any doubts, Sarge proved the fact last year at SHOT Show that you can use a Sarmonic microphone and it will still capture great audio, even if you're getting electrical current being shot through you through a glove or a stun gun. It still worked. Right. So right. It's awesome.
You know, I will say this about the Sarmonic. We were talking about the phone, and we were talking about it cutting out the firearm report. I did, and I think it's Patreon only, but I did a little video, and when I first got that Sarmonic, I did a little video, and I think I just put it up on Patreon only, where I did the camera microphone, the Sarmonic microphone, and then the Rode Video Micro. And it kind of did the same thing with all three microphones. And I was, at the time, it's the only thing I had out there. I didn't take anything larger. But I actually fired a 22, which most of the time a 22, you know, not suppressed or anything like that, will make the sound cut out. And it did not make the sound cut out. So, I don't know. I haven't played with it on a larger caliber firearm or anything like that to see what happens. But, Gunsnob says Sarge didn't have the Sarmonics. He's too good for them. He has some $500 Rode, so Sarge is upgraded. Obnoxious says he's glad Snob took his advice and got the Sarmonics. So there you go. Obnoxious is taking credit for it all. And y'all can fight over the credit. I'm just saying to all three of you, because you contributed to it. Thanks. With that, let's close this one out. It's run its course. It's time to pick up the chairs. It's time to sweep the floor and mop, because you a bunch of nasty fools up in here. You ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here. And we'll run this one through the panel. Give us some final thoughts. Anything we've talked about tonight that you maybe forgot to mention, and definitely plugs for your channels, guys. 45 ACP, we'll start with you.
Thanks for having me again. I think Defensive Dad said out there he had problems with the lapel mics and his asthma and hearing him breathe. What I found with those is I usually place them out on a table. I don't have them on my body, and that helps quite a bit to minimize that. So you know, just something for him out there. Just getting excited for the channel. I got down to the old Gunsmiths last weekend. We shot a couple of videos. I got another one. So I got three of them uploaded. I'm going to post the next three Fridays. I had a lot of fun doing them. So I've got some content through the end of the year. Other than that, great discussion as always. You know, get out your cell phones. You know, those cameras are so much better than they used to be. They're so much better than you used to be able to just buy camcorders. So get out there and film.
Right. You know, I'm going to speak again to that Sarmonic Blink 500. I know there's people out there that are thinking about wireless stuff and whatever. I filmed a video today, and I've got to where I pull a Paul Harrell, and I try to copy out my videos by saying, hey, we're out in the range. There's going to be noises because there's, good Lord, 75 yards or something from my range. There's a highway. And I will say this. What I filmed today using that, I don't remember hearing any traffic while I was editing. Now, I'm sure if we got, you know, the log truck running on three cylinders using the Jake brake down the highway, maybe so. But I didn't hear anything, at least not anything that was overwhelming or where you couldn't hear me or whatever over it. So I know what you're talking about with the lapel mics, talking about what Defense Dad was saying, because I've got a couple of Boyas here and a couple of other things, and they're omnidirectional. And so they seemingly just pick up all kinds of stuff. The Sarmonic set, maybe I've just got it tuned in as far as the gain and everything else, but I'm liking it. So hopefully I'll be like snob and obnoxious and sergeant on them. I'll shill for Sarmonic one of these days. I'll be big enough to do that. Rogue, bring you in. Final thoughts, plugs, anything else you need to do?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you got your cell phone with you. You can tell we're all using cell phones. So pull your cell phone out and just start filming. That's the only way you're going to get started if you want to get a channel. And if you're already using a DSLR or something else, think about using your cell phone for a second angle while you're filming. That way you don't have to go out and spend a lot of money on another camera. Chances are you probably got $1,000 into your cell phone as it is if you bought it new. Mm-hmm. For me, you can reach me on just about anything with the Rogue Banshee. I had an article for Gear Report drop yesterday. I got to get my butt in gear because I got some other product videos I got to do and do some writing. And I'll have a video this weekend coming out. But other than that, you know, I just hope everybody stays safe out there. And if, you know, we don't see each other, have a good holiday.
Thank you very much. Ghost, you're up.
Oh yeah, thanks for having me, and you know, have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, you know, Happy New Year. Get a care package together. You know, send a care package overseas to someone you don't know that's serving overseas right now. Thanks to the last 2 weeks of our live stream, our live show, we have been able to send over to Operation Gratitude enough money, well over almost $500. And we have been able to get 32 care packages put together and sent overseas. So thank you to everyone who helped with that, the super chats and all that. 32 care packages over the last 2 weeks are going overseas. So thanks to everybody for that.
Fan-freaking-tastic. Before we go, shout out, because we always have creators out there in the chat, definitely want to say check those guys out as well as the ones on the panel. We had Ghost here at Rogue 45 ACP, but we've got, you know, G-Webs out there, gun websites, gear-report.com, Budget Guns and Gear Reviews is out there, G23, Vince Dad was out there, Artec and Daughters popped in for a while, The Gun Snob was out there, Obnoxious was out there. I'm definitely going to be missing some folks. GNB, otherwise known as Guns and Barbecue, the Outlaw Hatfield. If you're into wrestling chat especially, check that dude out. And Cajun Tactical just popped in at the last freaking minute. So, yeah, lots of cool channels pop into this. So, especially if you're watching in replay on YouTube and you've got that live chat, there's a lot of cool channel names you should check out. With that, I mean, I will see you again before Christmas, but just in case you don't make the Monday show, or maybe next Thursday, which is Christmas Eve, that's going to be iffy as to whether or not we do that one. We're going to play that one by ear. Why? Because I've become the baker dessert person apparently in the family. And yeah, I may be knee deep in sugar and flour and custards and meringues and all kinds of delicious things like that. But we'll know as we get closer to next Thursday. But as far as right now, definitely looking forward to having a laid-back, fun time Christmas week on the Monday podcast. So join us for that if you can. If you can't, again, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and whatever other Wookiee Life Day or whatever out there that you celebrate. Or even if you don't celebrate anything, at least take this time of year to slow down, decompress. The world's not going to end because you take a few days off to enjoy your friends and your family and the beauty and wonder of nature around you and all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, slow down, learn to appreciate this great life that we have, regardless of how crappy the government might be, right? And with that, we are gone. Till next time, stay nerdy.